Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姊妹早安。
This is a song very easy to sing, but every time you work.
打开，终于打开。
Can you hear me now? Better. Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question again.This is a song we just sang.
我们刚才唱了这首诗歌。
It says, I would rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
宁愿有耶稣胜过金银。
I would rather be his, than have riches untold.
胜过财富无边。
I would rather have Jesus than house and hand and lands, houses and lands.
宁愿有耶稣胜过地图。
I would rather be led by his nail-pierced hand.
宁愿让他的钉痕手来带领我。
Is this true to everyone?
对于我们来说，这是真实的吗？
This is the question that you are asking me.
这是我要问自己的问题。
Probably asking you too.
但是也是我要问大家的问题。
Okay, let's ponder this the problem today.
让我们今天来思想。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you brought everyone here.
我们感谢你把我们带到这里。
And if we have our ears, we would like to hear your voice.
让我们有耳可听的都来听你的话。
We pray that this hymn will become again to awaken us.
我们祷告祈求让这首诗歌来唤醒我们。
Quicken our spirit.
将我们的灵苏醒。
So that we can hear you.
让我们来听见你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Your words probably we can show the slides for today. Well, this story has happened. Jesus on the way to Jerusalem.
这个故事发生在主在去耶路撒冷的路上。
Probably this is the last journey Jesus is on earth.
也许这是主在地上最后一段的旅程。
Because when he arrived at Jerusalem,
因为当他到达耶路撒
冷, something will happen.
有事情就要发生。
To men, probably this is very terrible things.
对于人来说，这是最糟的事情。
But to God, no, this is under His plan.
但是对神来说乃在他的计划之中
And still under his control.
也是在他的掌握之中
And probably you will amaze why he wants to say this especially the verse 31 today we just read
也许会惊奇为什么主会说这些话尤其是第31节
He said many who are first will be last and the last first
有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
I pondered this word for a long time too.
我也是长久的来思想这节圣经。
Does that mean if you baptize next week and you'll be much better than the brother or sister that have been in the Lord for 50 years?
是不是这句话的意思就是说，如果你下个星期受浸，你就比50年前受浸的弟兄还要好？
Well, if that's the case, let's wait. Let's wait until the last day.
如果这句话的意思是这样的话，那我们就大家都等待好了。
Well, I think the Lord has a special meaning here.
但是我觉得主有特别的意思。
Let's look at it. Today, there's a very, very interesting incident in this story.
这是一个很有趣的故事。
And there is a the title said a rich young man.Went up to Jesus.
有一个富有的年轻人来到主面前。
And why this person want to come to Jesus?
为什么他要来到耶稣面前?
We'll look at it from three perspectives.
我们从三个角度来看。
The first one will say, when Jesus called, there are some probably retreating and some has responses.
当时耶稣在行路的时候说话的时候有一些回应
and some of them retreat they just
有一些人就退开了
they go away and also Jesus said something probably we need to know what's that impossible matter and some is a possible matter
有一些事我们要了解的，就是究竟是能的还是凡事都能。
And of course, the last one we're going to look at it is the first and the last of discipleship.
最后一件事我们就要看在前或在后做门徒的。
When I show this PowerPoint in the back, and Uncle Wu Hao or Brother Wu Hao asked me, "Is this from the desert of somewhere in Egypt?"
我准备这个图片的时候，我把它给吴浩弟兄看，说这里是不是像在那个以色列那边沙漠的情景
？Actually, that's in the United States.
但其实这是一幅美国的图片。
If you go to I think somewhere in Montana or Idaho area, you will see this kind of a rock art.
这种的情景你会看见在 Montana.
And that's because the cause of the wind, it becomes this kind of a like an arch.
这是风动的一种景观。
And the rock has a hole on it.
石头上面有洞。
And this hole is huge.
这个洞是非常的巨大。
Even a small airplane probably can fly through.
甚至小的飞机都可以从当中飞过去。
Okay, let's look at this today. This man's a profile.
我们来看看这个到耶稣面前来的人。
And interestingly, I think he has something urge in his heart.
他内心有一个催促。
Do you know he ran up to Jesus?
他跑到耶稣面前
and fell on his knees,
跪在他面前。
Very seldom I've seen this happen.
我们很少会看见这样的事发生。
Yes, in the Bible, yes, a few times maybe if someone got sick or is dying, probably you would do so.
有时候你看到圣经里也确实有，当有人生病或者病得快要死了，他们到耶稣面前来跪下。
But from the scripture, I didn't see anything this man should do that.
但是好像从这段圣经我们看见这个人好像没什么必要在耶稣面前跪下。
Similarly, I think he has the seeking heart.
他有一个寻求的心。
And this, see the, another thing is this person is young.
他也很年轻。
So apparently probably is not a health problem.
所以可能不是说他生病的问题。
And this is described in the Matthew and say he's a young man.
在马太福音告诉我们他是一个年轻人。
And also, this person is not just an ordinary person.
他并不是一个普通人。
He's a ruler.
他是一个官。
And according to the Bible scholars say, this person could be the member of council.
他这个有些圣经学者说这个他可能是这个议会里的议员。
So he has a status.
所以他有地位。
And why he ran to Jesus and knelt on his knees before him?
那为什么他跑来跪在耶稣面前？
And another thing is, after he asked a question to Jesus and Jesus examined his heart.
当他问耶稣这些问题的时候，耶稣就查看他的内心。
I think he passed the exam.
他好像通过了一个考试。
And he kept up the moral standard.
他所有的道德律他都守了。
At that time, especially the Ten Commandments.
尤其是乃是那十诫。
And Jesus just briefly mentioned about 6 out of 10.
主耶稣提了六诫。
And he said, "Oh, I have kept that since I was young."
他回答说这些我都从小遵守了。
So roughly, probably he was 13. He already doing this.
可能就是从十三岁开始他就一直是这样做。
And another thing, let's see this person's profile.
再来看这个人。
Oh, this is something interesting. He had great wealth.
这个人他有很多产业。
He had great wealth.
他产业很多。
So, why he need to come to Jesus?
为什么他要到耶稣面前来呢？
Probably that's enough for him to enjoy it on this earth, and why he need to ran up to the Jesus.
这些财富供他地上享受已经很够了，为什么他要到耶稣面前来？
Another word probably we can trace, pretty much probably he got inherited.
也许有点暗示，就是也许这是继承来的财富。
Because he said, "What must I do to inherit?"
他就是因为他问耶稣的问题，他说我要做什么才能够承受永生
？Nobody came to Jesus say, "I want to inherit something."
没有人能够对耶稣说我要继承什么。
Inherit means unless you are a son or direct relative, otherwise.You are out of the picture.
如果我们谈到继承这件事，你必须是儿子，或者你必须是直系的亲属，不然的话就没有这个可能。
Clearly, nobody asked Jesus he want to inherit something from you.
当然没有人到耶稣面前来，他们要好像要继承什么。
So this person pretty much, I think he has been inherit because of his parents or from his relative, he got this great wealth.
所以我觉得这个年轻人他所得到财富一定是从继承来的。
That reminds me when I was in graduate school.
我想起来在我读研究生的时候。
And is a poor student probably just like you say, you know.
我是个穷学生。
And at that time, all graduate students, we just find two or three, sometimes four. We rent a one-room apartment. We jam into that small apartment.
那个时候我们可能有两个、三个，甚至四个，学生挤在一个卧室的公寓里面。
And some need to find a side job, to work in a restaurant or work in a cafeteria in order to afford all this the rent and the food.
然后我们当中很多人需要在餐馆或者餐厅来打工来赚这个房租。
And in the middle of semester, there's a student from Oklahoma.
Yeah, 在学期当中有一个从 Oklahoma 来的学生。
He's an American student, and he came to our graduate study too.
他是一个美国学生，他在我们的研究生当中。
And we start to ask him where he's going to live.
我们问他说你要住在哪里。
He said, Well, I'm looking for a new condominium.
他说我要找一个新的
condominium. It's a little better than my apartment.
比这个公寓要高一档的。
And we thought he's going to rent one.
我们觉得他是租一个。
And he said, I'm going to buy one.
他说我是准备买一个。
He said, Robert, look, if I study here 3-4 years,
他说Robert, 如果我在这住三四年的话
And I bought it right now And this condominium is next to a campus So I'm pretty sure there's a student coming So I can sell it
他说我在这住三四年因为这是在校园的对面所以说我觉得没有问题我会卖得掉
At that time we don't have anything to say Because we're young and poor students
那个时候我们自己都是一点存款都没有因为我们是穷学生
And he looked at us and do you know what he said?
他就看着我们你知道他说了什么吗
Oh, you study economics. You know the best way to earn the money is to inherit.
他说你是学经济学的你知道说赚钱最好的方法就是继承财产。
This is all from my dad.
这都是我父亲的钱。
We have five brothers and my dad has 5,000 acres so just divide it andWe got this wealth.
我们有五兄弟，但是我父亲有五千亩土地，所以他就给我们均分了。
Okay, so that's the first time I heard about inheritance.
这是我第一次经历到这个继承这件事。
Well, this young man, if we continue to look at it, Jesus looked at him and loved him.
我们再看圣经上这个年轻人，耶稣看见他就爱他。
Up to this point, probably this is a perfect person.
直到这个时候看起来这个人都是完美的。
Or maybe a lot of young lady looking for this type of person.
可能很多年轻女孩子所寻找的就是这样的人。
It's young, has a status, and has a wealth.
年轻有地位有财产。
Also he has the moral standard.
他的道德也很高。
But wait.
但是
Jesus said one thing he lacked.
但是爵士说还有一件。
Well, that's mean he need to sell all he has and send it to the poor.
变卖他所有的周济穷人。
And come follow me.
还要来跟从我。
And what happened?
那发生了什么事呢?
He went away sad.
他就悠悠愁愁地走。
And the King James Version says sorrowful.
在King James的版本里面就是说他是忧愁地走了。
And why, if he owns everything, he need to come to Jesus and went away sad.
为什么他拥有一切，他来找耶稣，但是他走的时候却是忧愁的走？
Anything he is missing in his life?
他生活中缺了什么呢？
Before I give the answer, let's look at the other disciples' profile.
在我回答之前，我们再看另外一个门徒。
Well, because here in verse 28, it said that Peter said to him. So Peter is pretty much a kind of a representative of his Jesus' disciple.
在28节我们看见彼得对耶稣说话，彼得常常他总是做门徒的代表。
And when I look at this person Peter's profile, not much I can find.
当我看彼得这个人的时候，找不到什么特别的。
Yes, it's Jesus saw him and then walked to him and say, "You want to follow me?"
耶稣看见西门就对他说，跟从我。
And we know he just cast the net and let the boat and then follow Jesus.
他就撇下船和网，就跟从了耶稣。
So his career probably is just a fisherman.
所以彼得所做的就是一个打鱼的。
And I don't think he's very wealthy.
他不富有。
I don't know at that time he was young or not, but probably still in a very young age.
不知道他是多年轻还是年老，但也许年纪不大。
But we see he has the responding to Jesus' call.
但我看见彼得最主呼召的答应。
He left everything and followed Jesus.
他撇下了一切所有的来跟从耶稣。
So here are two things, two persons, and we are just compare side by side.
这两个人我们就可以摆在一起比一下。
And let's look at something Jesus said, the possible and the impossible things.
你再来看主耶稣所说的，不能的事和凡事都能。
And very interesting, Jesus mentioned about a camel and I don't know needle.
很有意思，主耶稣他提到一边提到骆驼，一边提到针眼。
Camel is pretty a large animal in that area.
在那个地方，骆驼是很大的动物。
Probably that's the largest they can find in that area.
可能在那个地区，那是他们所能看见最大的动物。
And you know the needle, the hole of the eye of the needle is so small.
你知道针眼是何等的小。
So this is the parable that Jesus wants to tell all the disciples.
这是主耶稣想跟门徒讲的一个比喻。
So one is possible, one is impossible.
所以一边是不能的事，一边是凡事都能。
And Jesus said, well, the rich man enter into the kingdom, just like camel will go through this eye needle.
主耶稣说，有钱人要进神的国，就好像骆驼穿过针的眼。
And most surprised disciple was, now who can be saved?
门徒就惊奇说，这样谁能得救呢？
Probably they start to wonder, am I saved?
所以他们也许会心里就疑问说，那我究竟算得救了吗？
So that's why Peter said, well, I left everything and follow you.
所以彼得就在这里说，他说我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
He's waiting for the answer from Jesus.
他等候耶稣的回答。
Especially to praise him.
他等候耶稣来称赞他。So,
here's a Jesus mentioned about this. Another important point is how to enter into the kingdom.
主耶稣的回答很重要，就是说如何进入神的国。And
here talking about eternal life from this rich young man.
主耶稣这里谈到永生。And
let's look at what that mean of eternal life first.
我们来看看永生究竟是什么意思。
Okay, if you would, and you can turn to John 3:36.
如果你有圣经，可以翻到约翰福音3:36.
Can we all read together?
让我们一起来读。
You can use any kind of language. John 3:36.
约翰福音三章三十六节。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。
Can we all read again? Okay. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. So here talking about beliefs.
这里谈到信。
It's not inherit.
这不是继承来的。
It's talking about belief. We can have this eternal life.
是因着信而来。
Continue in John 6:40.
在约翰福音六章四十节。
And let's read together too.
让我们一起再来读。
For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Okay, let's read again. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Again, here talking about beliefs.
这里仍然是说到信。
It did not say anything inherit.
没有说继承。
It's here talking about beliefs.
这里是一直在说信。
Okay, and would you please turn to the Romans 6:23.
我们再翻到罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans 6:23.
罗马书六章二十三节。
If you find it, let's read together. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So here talking about the gift.
这里谈到神的恩赐。
We all like to receive the present.
我们都喜欢收到礼物。
And this is the present from God.
但这是神从神而来的礼物。
And this is the eternal life.
是永恒的礼物。
In Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的里面。
So when we call him Lord, we have this eternal life.
当我们称他为主的时候，我们就得到这礼物。
Yes, in one sense, probably you could say, well, probably if you become a son of God, you inherit this eternal life.
你会觉得我们成为神的儿女，我们就继承这个永生。
We see this is a gift from God.
但我们看见这是从神而来的礼物。
And we receive it through our belief.
因着我们的信而得着的。
So this is an eternal life.
这乃是永生。
Another thing Jesus talking about possible, impossible thing is, which is entering the kingdom of God.
另外一件事情就是不能的事，就是进入神的国。
Do you know just before these things happen, a few verses before verse 17, there's things happen.
我们知道在十七节之前有一些事情发生。
And there's so many kids, they try to come to Jesus.
有许多小孩子要到耶稣面前来。
And disciples try to stop them and say, oh, the kids don't bother teacher.
门徒们不想让小孩子到耶稣面前来。
And do you know, Jesus saw them and what did he say to them?
你知道主耶稣看见这些，他对门徒如何说吗？
He said, let the little children come to me.
他说让小孩子到我面前来。
And do not hinder them.
不要禁止他们。
For the kingdom of God belongs to such as this.
因为在神国里的正是这样的人。
I tell you the truth.
我实实在在告诉你们。
Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
凡要承受神国的人，若不像小孩子，就不能进去。
Oh, so we need to become just like a little kid.
所以我们要转成小孩子的样子。
What I can think of little kids is they are simple.
当我想到小孩子的时候，我们也许会想到他们很简单、单纯。
They probably believe whatever you say.
他们相信你所说的一切。
And just a very simple heart, they can enter into the kingdom of God.
他们有一个非常单纯的心，他们能够进入神的国。
So here's something possible and impossible.
这里我们看见不能的事和凡事都能。
And we see a lot of Pharisees or a lot of law teachers, and they have a problem to enter into the kingdom of God.
有许多法利赛人，有很多律法师，他们都很难进入神的国。
So here's another possible impossible things.
我们再一次看到这些。
And we know disciples say, who then can be saved?
门徒就问说, 这样谁能得救呢?
Do you remember John 10:9?
你记得约翰福音十章九节吗?
Jesus said, I'm the gate.
耶稣说我就是羊的门。
Whoever entered through me will be saved.
凡从我进来的就必得救。
Oh, here's the gate.
这里有一扇门,
and we need to enter into that gate
我们需要进入这扇门,
in order to be saved.
就能得救。
Yes, for the sheep, yes. If they get into the sheep pen, yes, will be safe from the wild animal.
Yes, 如果羊从这扇门进入, 他们就受保护, 不会受, 外面的, 野兽的害。
And Romans 10, verse 9 and 10.
罗马书十章九节十节,
it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord,
你若口里称耶稣基督为主,
and believe in your heart
心里相信,
that God raised him from the dead,
神叫他从死里复活,
you will be saved.
就必得救。
That easy?
就那么简单。
Confess with your mouth,
口里承认,
Jesus is Lord,
耶稣是主,
and believe in your heart,
心里相信,
that God raised him from the dead,
神叫他从死里复活,
and you will be saved.
就必得救。
So that's what the Apostle Paul mentioned.
这是使徒保罗所写的。
Another place he wrote to Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
我们再看以弗所书第二章。
It says, for it is by grace,
你们是因着恩,
you have been saved,
你们得救乃是本乎恩,
through faith,
因着信,
and this not from yourself,
这并不是出于自己,
it is a gift of God,
乃是神所赐的。
Again, this is a gift.
对，仍然是神所赐的。
Through faith, you can receive.
因着信,
and you will be saved.
你们就可以得救。
So this is possible.
对，这就是神所成就的。
Even though Nicodemus, when he was old,
虽然尼哥底母已经老了,
and now he came to Jesus,
当他来到耶稣面前,
and Jesus said, you need to be born again.
耶稣说你要重生。
And he said, how can I be born again?
尼哥底母就问说, 怎么样才能重生?
And Jesus said, yes, you need to be born again.
所以说你必须重生,
through the Spirit and the water.
因着水和圣灵而生,
so you can enter into the kingdom of God.
就能够进入神的国,
and you will be saved.
就能得救。
So is that so easy?
就那么简单吗?
So let's back to this young rich man.
我回来看这个富有的年轻人。
He came to Jesus. He has something lack of.
他到耶稣面前来因为他缺少一件什么。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, maybe he has a great wealth, so that, yes, in this case, yes, that blocking him from coming to the kingdom of God.
Yeah, 也许我们看见说他巨大的财富, 也许就是他, 叫他不能够进神的国的拦阻。
I want to use one story. Maybe this is a true story to kind of illustrate all this picture.
我愿意用一个故事来描述。
And this is called, this is told by the brother Watchman Nee.
是尼托森弟兄他讲的。
They say there are two brothers who are farmers. They cultivated paddy fields.
他有两兄弟，他们是种田的。
And their field were halfway on the hill.
他们的田是在半山腰。
And well, the other neighbor probably is the lower down the hill.
他们的邻居也有一片田比他们矮一层。
So in the great heat, they need to draw the water by day and went up to they just went up to the uphill and then fill the paddy field.
所以当天热的时候，他们要自己抽水啊，来灌溉他们的田。
And of course they slept at night.
当晚上睡觉。
One night,
有一天晚上,
while they were sleeping,
当他们睡觉的时候,
and the farmers lowered down the hill, dug a hole.
他们的邻居就挖了一个洞,
and in the irrigation system, so they stole their water.
因为他们的田比邻居的田高，所以水就从他们的田里流到邻居的田里。
Of course, the next morning they brought to walk up and find out their paddy field is all dry.
当他们第二天早上起来一看，他们的田就都干了。And
look at the neighbors, it's all filled up with water.
那看邻居的田呢，就是满了水。And
there is a hole on the edge of their paddy field.
他们田埂上就有洞。
Of course, it's a pretty much the evidence of neighbors stole it.
所以很明显，这就是邻居偷了他们的水。
But they kept silent.
但是他们没有作声。
They said, "Well, maybe a neighbor needed, so that's fine. I'll do it again."
他们想，也许这个邻居实在是需要，他们就重新抽水。
So during the hot day, they draw the water again from a valley and then filled up the paddy field.
所以他们就再一次去取水，然后把他们的田。
And next day, they find out the same thing happened.
当第二天早上，他们发现就是又是同样的事，又重复。
And the water is all gone.
水都没了。
And the lower paddy field is all filled with water.
他们下面的这个邻居，他的田里都是水。
And they didn't do any protest to their neighbor, their friends.
他们没有去找那个邻居抗议。
Oh, because these two brothers are Christians.
因为他们是基督徒。
All Christian, probably we need to be patient.
他们想说，也许基督徒应该有这个耐心。
And probably sometimes we need to forgive our neighbor. They need to forgive the neighbor.
也许他们应该宽恕这个邻居。
So this is the second day.
这是第二次。
The following week they did the same thing.
接下来一个星期他们都是这样。
Every day, 7 days, water got stolen.
他们的水被连着偷了七天。
Every time they say we need to be patient.
每次他们就说我们要有耐心。
We need to love our neighbors.
要爱邻舍。
Forgive them.
原谅他们。
But something missing in these two brothers' heart is they lost their joy.
但是有一件事情在他们两个人身上发生，就是他们失去了喜乐。
What happened? We already done all that. The requirement we need to be patient, forgiven, and we need to love our neighbor. How come we don't have any joy?
他们就觉得说，我们做了一切该做的，我们也宽恕，我们也忍耐，我们也爱邻舍。为什么我们心里没有喜乐呢？
So later on, they went to their the elder brother in the church.
有一天他们就去教会里，长老的弟兄。
And this brother has more experience in the Lord.
在主里更加有经验。
So he heard about this situation.
他听见这个事情。
And explained to him and said, "Yes, you've been a sufferer from all the lost, and mostly it looks like you lost your joy too."
这个长老就对他们说，看起来你们失去了，因为这些失去了很多，但是最重要的，看来你们失去了喜乐。
Even though you do good, you do something right, but it seems you lost the joy.
虽然你们做了善事，虽然你们做了对的事情，但是心里没有喜乐。
So he suggests them to do something.
所以他就给他们有个建议。
So these two brothers went home.
这两个弟兄就回家了。
And next morning, they woke up even earlier.
那第二天早上他们更早起来。
And now they start to fill up the water in neighbor's field.
那他们起来就是先把水灌在邻居的田里。
And strangely enough, when they are filled up the neighbor's field, their joy came back.
那当他们水灌满了邻居的田的时候，他们的喜乐很稀奇就回来了。
And when they finish their neighbor's field, they come back to their field and then they finish their job.
他们灌完了邻居的田，然后再回头来灌自己的田。
They're doing that for 2 or 3 days.
他们这样做了两三天。
That neighbor showed up at their front door.
这个邻居就来敲门了。And
he apologized what he has done.
他就为他所做的一切来道歉。
And more interesting is they're asking about if this is a, the Christian's behavior, I'd like to know more about it.
然后他们说, 如果基督徒是这样的, 那我愿意更多知道。
So, right here, let's learn something from this story.
我们可以从中这个故事学到一些。
And why, when these two brothers, they try very hard to be nice to neighbors, and they have, he has done all the things that he should do, probably from a teaching of the Bible, you need to forgive him, and to be patient, and love your neighbor, and how come just joy is gone?
这里有一个问题就是当这两兄弟他们要立志要遵守圣经上的教导他们也做善事他们也做好事尽了一切的努力 为什么他们心中还是没有喜乐?
And not until they try to fill up the water in the neighbor's field, and then the joy returned.
直到有一天他们开始把水先浇在邻舍的田里，他们心中就满了喜乐。
It looks like they are two dominions here.
看起来这是两个不同的领域。One
is totally from a moral standpoint.
一个是遵循这个道德的律法。
And the other one is something above that.
另一个乃是超越在这之上的。
If we would, we can change this dominion, we can say that as the kingdom.
也许我们把这个领域这个词换一下, 那乃是说到国度。
Many times we are in one, this kingdom, try to do good, do something right.
在有一个国度里, 好像你要尝试来做好事, 做善事。
But sometimes we just lost the patience, we, sometimes we lost the joy.
但是我们会失去我们的耐心, 我们会失去我们的喜乐。
And how to get into from this kingdom to the more divine kingdom?
但怎样从这样一个国度里面进到那个更加神圣的国度?
So their joy can be can come back.
啊, 在那里他们能够真正得到喜乐。
I think this is the key to this rich young man.
我觉得这也是这个就像这个马可福音里的年轻人同样面临的问题。
He longed to have a the eternal life.
他盼望得到永生。
Do you know in the Old Testament never mentioned about this eternal life?
这样在旧约几乎没有提到这个永生。
Until the New Testament, they talk about this eternal life.
直到新约的时候，你看见这里提到永生。
And he knew about it.
他知道。
He longed to get into this, to have the, to inherit this eternal life.
他想要承受这个永生。
And probably he liked to enter into this the other kingdom.
他并不愿意就留在原来这个国度里。
So, even the disciple asking how to be saved.
连门徒也是这样问，就人怎样做才能得救。
So I think all of them asking how to move from this dominion to the other dominion.
所以他们想要问的就是怎样从这个国度进到另一个国度。
So, only thing is through this gate.
那里有一扇门。
This gate is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这扇门就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This eternal life is a gift.
永生乃是一个礼物。
Through you believe and through the faith you have.
因着你的信。
I'd like to make a conclusion.
我要做点结论。
So today, we learn about if we want to be the disciple.
今天我们看到说, 如果你愿意做门徒的话,
and we like to have something like Jesus said, well, we have 100 times as much in this present age.
在今世要得百倍。
For example, the homes,
房屋,
brothers,
弟兄,
sisters,
姐妹,
mothers,
父母,
children,
儿女,
and fields,
田地,
and probably it's better just stop here.
也许我们就停在这里。
We don't like to see anything beyond that because it says the persecutions.
在超越这些还有是逼迫。
We like all this, the promise, but we don't like persecutions.
我们希望得到应许, 但是我们不愿意有逼迫。
But in this kingdom of God,
但是在神的国度里,
yes, you still will see some persecutions.
仍然会看见, 啊, 有逼迫,
and this persecution will bring out the promise.
但是因着逼迫你会看见那个应许。
And many times we like the blessing.
许多时候我们喜欢祝福。
We don't like suffering.
我们不要苦难。
And suffering seems like this is something that we try to escape.
我们总是要逃避苦难。
But many times these two come together.
但是往往这两样是一起来的。
Blessing and suffering.
祝福与苦难。
From suffering, we know what's the real blessing.
只有我们经过苦难，我们才知道什么是真正的祝福。
You know, in this rich country, this rich country,
在这个富有的国度里面，
especially for the second generation,
尤其是第二代，
and sometimes we feel like we ought to have this kind of enjoyment, we ought to have this kind of the privilege.
我们觉得这些享乐这些权利都是我应得的。
They forgot their forefathers, how they came to this land, and how much prayer they when they established this country.
他们忘记了他们的先辈如何来到这个国度，接着多少的祷告，这个国度才被建立起来。
And they worked so hard in order to establish this country.
这个国家建立是何等的不容易。
And that's for all of us here.
这是把我们这些人吸引到这里来的。
But gradually we see the next generation or next generation they start to lose up.
我们看见就是一代过一代，他们就离这个越来越远。
Last week I had a chance to meet with our school administrators.
我上个星期有机会遇见这个学校里的
actually the principal.
校长。
And he told me one thing is,And I agree.
他跟我讲一件事情，我也同意。
He said, "Robert, you teach in a college."
他说 ，Robert， 你在学校里教书。
And let me tell you, I taught more college than you do.
他说我教的学校比你多。
I've been teaching at UMKC, all this surrounding the campus, in the city, I've been taught.
在这个城市好多学校我都教过书。
Do you know right now, student is all they want to do the minimum things.In order to get by,
他们就想做付出最少的努力来得到他们要得到的东西。
And they don't ask any extra work.
他们从来不会要一些额外的作业。
He said, "I go to this school or that school, and they're all the same."
他说我从这个学校换到那所学校，他们都是一样的。
But I never taught in your school, so is that the same in your school?
他说我还没有在你那所学校里教书，是不是你们学校也是这样的？
I say exactly.
我说正是这样。
If I want him to do 8 out of 10 questions,
如果我让他们选从十个里面选八个问题来做
，almost no one will do the number 9, number 10.
几乎不可能有人来做第九、第十个问题。
This is the new generation.
这就是年轻的一代。
It's kind of sad.
是很令人忧伤的。
I know the first generation they worked so hard.
我知道说第一代他们非常非常的刻苦。
So here it looks like we all like the front one. We don't like the latter one.
我们都想要前面这个，不想要后面这个。
Another thing is about the kingdom and the following.
最后就是国度与跟从。
Many times we got baptized and we stopped there.
有的时候我们受浸了就停在那里。
Follow Jesus? Oh, this is too hard.
跟从耶稣那太难了。
This is every week we need to go to church.
每个星期都要来吗？
I'm so busy.
我太忙了。
And some people say, "Oh, you have a every day have a morning devotion."
每天早上都要灵修吗？
And I can't do it.
我不要。
Yes, I want kingdom, but I don't want to follow.
我愿意进国度，但是我不要跟从。
Another one is we like to be the first.
还有一件事就是我们也是像前面一样。
We don't like the cross.
我们要得胜，但是不要十字架。
You know, if you go back to NIV version, verse 21.
21节，如果你是看新国际圣经。
When Jesus said, "Then come, follow me."
来跟从我。
You know there's another phrase in between.
之前还有一节。
They said, "Then come, take your cross and follow me."
小智说，这个背起你的十字架来跟从我。
So we like
to be a winner.
We
like to be the front runner. But we don't like to be, we don't like to take a cross. But look at it. Some is the first. Some we treat that as the last. But remember, there's a key. When you were in the last, you will be the first. A lot of time, it's kind of hard to comprehend. When I come to believe the Lord, I want everything on this side.
但我信主的时候,
我们都是想要左边这一栏。 That's why I try to get away from the left side.
然后就躲避另外这一栏。
But many times the Lord gave us both. The left side probably will try to enhance the right side.
左边要叫这个后面这边要叫前面这边得到增长。
Without both, we cannot appreciate all this, this gift.
如果你不是两样都有的话, 你就不能够享受神的礼物。
So I want you to learn that sometimes, yes, when we're Christian, we still have a suffering.
是的，在基督徒在地上的生活仍然是有苦难。
And sometimes, we still facing a lot of difficult times.
有许多艰难的时候。
And then a lot of time we just like this rich young man, we went away sad.
我们就像这个很多时候就像这个富有的年轻人就忧愁的走了。
So the Lord urges we want to stick with him.
但是主催促我们要来跟从他。
We want to follow him.
跟从他。
Let's follow him and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Well, we thank you this morning. You remind us again.
主，我们感谢你今天早晨再来提醒我们。
Many times we seemingly those are the goals we are trying to pursue.
有时候好像我们失去了我们追寻的目标。
And look at this rich young man. It seems like he still has something lacking in his heart.
就像这个富有的少年人，他里面仍然缺少那一件事。
And that things need to be removed.
有一些事情要被除去。
In order we can enter into the kingdom of God.
好像我们能够进入神的国。
In order to be saved.
好像我们能够得救。
In order to receive this eternal life.
好像我们承受永生。
Help us to see you.
帮助我们能够看见你。
Yes, this young, rich young man, he already saw you, so he ran to you.
富人少年人他从你面前退去了，他跑来了。And
we need to come to you too.
我们也应该跑来。But
when we see all the teaching is so hard.
当我们听见许多教训，觉得甚难。And
sometimes we feel like our life is so hard.
我们觉得我们的生活已经够难了。And
we try to get away.
我们就想退开。And
we forgot about all this the promise.
我们忘记你所有的应许。
And we forgot all about the blessing.
忘记了你给我们的祝福。
And we forgot all this the triumph.
忘记这个得胜。
And we forgot all you already this wonderful kingdom you prepared for us.
忘记你为我们所预备的国度。
Lord, help us to know we need to stand firm.
主啊, 帮助我们站立得住。
Even though we are in a difficult situation,
虽然我们处境会艰难,
even though we are in a suffering,
虽然会有苦难,
even though it seems like we are still taking the cross,
虽然我们还在背十字架,
but all in all, you know our burden.
但是主你必得胜,
and you are the victorious Lord.
你是得胜的主,
you died on the cross,
你是在十字架上,
and you resurrected.
你也复活,
and today you resurrected in our heart.
你在我们的心中复活。
And thank you for this wonderful salvation.
感谢你给我们这奇妙的救恩。
We can receive this eternal life through our belief.
接着我们的信我们能够得到这救恩。
This is a gift from God.
这是神的恩赐。
Whoever wants to receive this gift,
一切想接受的。
We can just open our heart and receive.
我们可以打开我们的心来接受你。
And we thank you for
it.
Today you speak to us.
感谢你向我们说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.